Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Okay.
Destiny only is one for me. And I go, my baby. Look at her.
going? Hey, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. I see I seem to have a full house here. My switchboard is full of people, so thank you guys for tuning in to the show, those who are listening via your cell phone and those who are listening online via my show page at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, if you are on the show page there, you should see an icon that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. As well as, you know, you can follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. All right. On Twitter, you can follow me at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And on Facebook, you can search for The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing. Become friends of the show. So all that means is whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So again, thank you for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Now, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, I usually talk a little bit about the weather, so I'll just breeze through that. You guys can look outside, those here in the Atlanta area. You can look outside and see that you have a beautiful day. It rained a little bit early this morning, excuse me, but I think the rain is gone till I think there's going to be another little patch of rain that comes in later tonight. But all in all, it's a really, really nice day. I think the temperature going to be in the low 60s. So, and you're looking at having a great weekend. So, do some things this weekend. Do some outdoor things this weekend. It's going to be nice. All right? So, today's episode. All right? You know it's Free Fall Friday. And we also have a small topic. Topic something that I wanted to talk about. I could probably do a full show on this. But I'm going to throw some of this out there today. Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834. Why do women go to bars and clubs for men? Now, you know, if you're thinking like I am, most women are looking for a night out, right? And I go into a bar or a nightclub or something, and you know, and your intent is to meet a guy, right? And I guess women think that hey, go to a bar, there's gonna be some single men there that'll approach me, and you know, they'll probably buy me a drink or two, especially if I ask. But if he's a gentleman at a bar, he's usually going to offer a drink, right? And then, you know, he'll get into a little one-on-one speech. excuse me, he usually get into his 101, you know, his 101 speech. You know what I'm saying? A guy gotta, you know, we've got that first speech, right? We got what we want to say first time, right? As soon as we meet a young lady, we have that first speech, right? First line you throw out there, you know, see if she can grab that bait. But so that's, I think that's a reason that women go to bars and, you know, get drinks, okay, get free drinks, right? And then the next reason is that, okay, I get into this guy and he's got good conversation, you know, and, you know, man, we getting to talking, you know, we really getting to know each other now. Laughing back and forth, she's swinging the arm, tinny on the shoulder, you know what I'm saying? And so you're getting to know each other now. So that's another reason, I think, you know, you go there to meet new people, right? And then I think that, you know, a lot of women visit the same bars all the time, you know, because they get comfortable there, and then they get to know the bartender, and then they get to know some of the regular guys that go there, because you have those that go there too. So that's another reason. It's just the socialism to meet new people, all right? And then I think that another reason that women go there is for sex. I think they go there and look to pick up men, okay? And the same on the men's side. They go there for the same reason, pick up women. Maybe go home with them that night. Hopefully go home with them that night. Y'all with me? And, you know, maybe nothing will happen or whatever. Maybe no, you know, no touchy-touchy stuff will happen. But you kind of push the envelope right there. And with men, you know, we going to push the envelope not as much as we can, but we going to push it, you know. And then when it start getting late, you know, we might pull the envelope on back and be like, you know, I gotta head on to the house. So that's the same reason a man would go to a club or a bar is to pick up women and hopefully take them home for a night of passion, a night of intimacy. Same with women. Okay, so those are some reasons I think that women go to bars and nightclubs, you know, for men. Meet men, meet new friends, get free drinks, right? Sex, right? And then you might even have a potential fiancé in the future. Who knows? I mean, that may be a lady's ultimate goal is to meet Mr. Right. Now, some of them aren't looking to meet Mr. Right. You know, they just looking to meet Mr. Tonight. You know what I'm saying? And you got, excuse me, and you got some Mr. Tonights out there, because they're there for the same reason, is to meet a woman, you know, and hopefully get her back to the house. Unless these, some of these young guys that got the big nice car, but they still living at home with mama, then you can't take them back to the house because mama's there for one reason. And that's mama's place. So that doesn't look like, you know, you. You know what I'm saying? Your girl come in and be like, you live here with your mom? Like, oh, yeah, girl. What's wrong with that? I mean, you see I'm driving that Camaro out there. So, you know, come on in. Don't look around. We can just go straight to my room. And that's, you know, that's not a good situation. So, you know, you I guess guys trying to get to the ladies' house or whatever, you know. You got to find this stuff out while you're in that 101 part. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. It's Free Fall Friday, but we're talking about, and I see a couple of more people joining the show. We're talking about why do women go to bars and nightclubs for men? If you want to comment on it, press 1 and I'll put you up on the show. Okay, so we hit a few things, right? We hit the going there to meet new people, going there to have a few free drinks. These are women now. Men can't go there. Men can't go to a bar or a nightclub and get free drinks. Okay? See, they want to have at these bars and nightclubs, they want to have a slew of women, you know? And so that's why they say women free till midnight. You know, you don't ever hear nothing about men free to midnight. But you hear women free to midnight. So, you know, and free maybe margaritas until 11, something like that, for women. Not men now, for women. So the women are stacking there, you know, at that time in order to get in free and get free drinks. So, you know, they're there with their girlfriend batting back and forth, you know, and then, you know, the men start coming in. Men coming in at all times, though, because we don't get in free, right? We have to pay the cover charge, and we have to come in. We have to pay for parking. Women don't have to pay for parking. And we have to, of course, buy our own drinks, okay? And you got to pay the cover charge. So, men, we don't get off at all free. You know, it's tough on us. And you know, if you're out there car broke, what I mean by car broke, I'm saying that you're driving a 2014 even, and you know, you got a $700, $800 car note, and then you're out there living with mom and trying to pay this car note. That's a little different there. But women go to bars to find men, all right? And some of them aren't there to find men. I think that a lot of them go there just to have a good time, you know? That's how a lot of these white women, they go there and, you know, it's about four or five of them, and they go there and have drinks. They got a designated driver. You know, she's drinking like crazy, too. And they go there, and they hanging out. And they may not be looking for a man. They just want to go there because that's where they go all the time. They're calling each other. Let me tell you how they do, because I used to work with them for 20-something years. I'll tell you how they do. They call each other. They're calling each other right now. They're calling and emailing each other at the office right now. They're calling and emailing each other. Are we going to such and such tonight? You know, and they're going back and forth because one of them was saying that they don't want to go there tonight because, you know, she think Brad's going to be there. So she didn't want to go there tonight, but she wouldn't mind going here. But the other two want to go there. Because they know, you know, that's where their friend going to be. But she doesn't want to go there because Brad going to be there. So they going to go with her. All right, they going to go to this other club. But nothing's going to happen. They're going to be mad at each other the next day. You know what I'm saying? But that's how they do. You know, they go to these bars together. And sometimes they aren't looking for men, but they just want to hang out. And they go to the same one all the time because they know the people there and, you know, and it's safe. And they can hang out, you know. But, you know, you get to these nightclubs, things like that. You know, a guy approach a girl, a guy will approach your girl. You run out to the bathroom or something and come back, you know, somebody standing there talking to your girl. Then it's up to her to give him some feedback, you know what I'm saying? But they'll throw their hook over there. But that's how it goes, you know. So that's who they go there to pick up men. So you go to a nightclub to pick up men and maybe go home that night. Hopefully we'll go home tonight, you know. That's what men thinking. Men doing the same thing, you know, doing the same thing. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And I want you guys to especially join me on Monday morning. Excuse me, for the show. I'm going to have a special show on Monday. So don't forget to tune in on Monday. I'll send you guys all the information about the show. But just join me on Monday for the show. You don't want to miss this one. All right. Now, again, great day today. It's going to be a real good weekend. I hope you guys stay safe and take care of yourselves. And again, since it's going to be a nice weekend, I recommend getting out in the yard, you know, making some smoke come up from some meat, and, you know, have your favorite beverage and just sit back. It's going to be a nice, nice weekend this weekend. And then I think that coming into next month, because, you know, 2 months are gone already out the year. I mean, 2 months are gone already. We in the 20s in February, you know. And, you know, February is gone. 7 more days. So we getting into March. I mean, we only have 10 months left in the year. Okay? Next thing you know, it's going to be July. You know, then it's going to be September. And, you know, headed on into Thanksgiving and Christmas. Years. Because time doesn't stop. And what we're looking at is the older you get, the faster the time goes by. The older you get, the faster the time goes by. I didn't believe that when I was growing up because my mom used to say, how fast time's flying. Because every year that you get older, the time seems to go faster. Now, you know, I don't seem to have time to do anything but go to work, come home, get some sleep. You know, you come home and you try to do some things, you know, you got to take care of your business. I mean, you got to pay your bills and this and that. And then, you know, it's time to eat and go to bed. Because you got to get up and go to work. And then you do the same thing over and over and over again. And I always tell people, hey, you know, you got to have fun in there somewhere. I mean, life isn't just about work. All right? Now, we work, and we work hard to get our bills paid. But you got to throw fun in there. I tell guys this all the time, especially the younger guys. You know, y'all out here buying these cars and these all this stuff, car, tennis shoes, Jordans, you know, all this stuff. And now, as soon as the weather changes, now you want to go to the beach, But damn, I'm broke as a joke. You see? So, you know, you either want to have money to do the things you want to do, or are you trying to have these fancy cars and fancy shoes to impress somebody that you don't even like? Who are you impressing? You impressing your girl? Because your girl, if she really all that about you, the car wouldn't matter. Right? The car wouldn't matter. So, you know, what's the deal about paying these $600-$700 car notes every month? That doesn't include the insurance on your young butt. So that's what I try to tell guys, that, hey, man, you know, these cars and stuff, they're going to be there. You need to develop you some kind of lifestyle right now. Push it up. Push your lifestyle up all the time. Look ahead all the time. Try to move it up. Step your lifestyle up. If you want to go to the beach, if you want to go to maybe Vegas, you know, on a vacation or something, you got to have money to do that. And I recommend, you know, saving your money, not putting it in these cars and these shoes. I want a pair of Jordans, you know. They come out, and I'm going to do a show on this. They come out next week, $250. $250 for a pair of Jordans. Some kind of Gammas or something that's coming out. These Gammas coming out or something. I don't know for sure, but these are Jordans, and they the latest pair to come out, and he's spending $250 on those shoes. Now, I don't know about you guys, but $250 would probably put you two nights in a nice spot on the beach, wouldn't it? $125 a night, maybe, you know, give or take, right? Nice spot on the beach for two nights. Do you think you could impress your girl more with two nights on the beach, or you'll impress her more with your new pair of Jordans on? What do you think? 818-301-5834. That's what I like to do. I like to tell them exactly how it is. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. It's been a blast. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys on Monday morning right here on the Frank Williams Show. See ya. Person.